Coming up on Gospel of Life, what does the church say we should do about abortion? We'll hear from a Catholic bishop next. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. I'm joined, as usual, by our Associate Director, Janet Morana. And Janet, we have a very special guest today, one of our bishops, Bishop Samuel Aquila from Fargo, North Dakota. And Bishop, we want to welcome you on the show.
Thank you. It is wonderful to be with you.
Thanks so much. Bishop, this program deals with the abortion issue primarily, and we help our viewers to understand more deeply the teachings of the Church and of the Scriptures on the sanctity of life. And, of course, we often refer to the teachings of the bishops because those teachings have been clear, consistent, and faithful. So we would like to delve into this a little bit more with you from the perspective of your own ministry as Bishop of Fargo. But tell us first a little bit about yourself and how long you've been in your current ministry.
I was originally ordained a priest for the Archdiocese of Denver in 1976 and worked in pastoral ministry in three parishes, and then was sent on for graduate studies in sacramental theology. And then when I returned to the diocese, I held a number of different positions, with the final position being the opening of a new seminary in Denver, St. John Vianney Theological Seminary. And I was rector there from 1999 until 2001, when I was named the Bishop of Fargo. And I came to Fargo in August of 2001 and became ordinary in March of 2002.
I've had many interesting trips to Fargo over the years. A lot of good pro-life activists there.
There are. There are many wonderful people here, and the state itself, on both sides of the aisle, is wonderfully pro-life, and there is a very strong sense of family life here. And we still see some families, at least, that have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 children, which is a tremendous blessing and a tremendous witness to the gift of life and their openness to life.
One of the evidences of that, of course, is that North Dakota is really at the bottom of the list in terms of numbers of abortion clinics in the state. They're almost down to zero, aren't they?
Yes, we only have one clinic, and that is here in Fargo, and it's only open a couple days a week. And we do have prayer there. A number of our Catholic faithful go there to pray, as well as some of our high school students from both Fargo and East Grand Forks. And we are truly blessed with the witness of so many of the laity in witnessing to the gift of life.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly one of the great challenges is that even here within North Dakota, as pro-life as the state is, there is still that very deep secular influence, and trying to address that and help people understand the inherent dignity and gift of human life is essential, even in a place where there is real receptivity to the gospel of life. And part of that is just the challenge that was seen at the time of the Second Vatican Council in the document on the Church in the Modern World.
Yes.
In which the Council Fathers recognized so clearly that the split between the faith which we profess in our daily lives deserves to be counted as one of the more serious errors of our age. And when we look at the seriousness of that error, it is even much more serious today than it was 40 years ago. And because we really see the dramatic changes that have taken place since the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade and the tremendous Pandora's box that that opened up, and that many Catholics who, when Roe v. Wade first came out, including people like Kennedy, were very much opposed to the decision and very much opposed to abortion. And then we saw things flip in the late 70s, early 80s, and in which that separation became even greater. Mm. And as I just recently reminded our own legislators, our Catholic legislators on both sides of the aisle, you really cannot leave God at the door of the legislature when you walk in. That there are values there that need to be proclaimed, whether they are supported by secular society or not. And so one of the great roles, I think, of the bishop is to be teacher and to be one who does communicate the message of Jesus Christ and of the Church to the faithful entrusted to his care. And so as we do that, I as a bishop and really try to encourage my presbyterate as much as possible and the laity to really become fully acquainted with the Catechism of the Catholic Church, with the encyclicals that our Holy Father John Paul II wrote on, especially on the Gospel of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Benedict XVI has also developed in his first encyclical on Deus Caritas Est, and really trying to focus in on the inherent dignity of the human person from the moment of conception, and trying to facilitate that discussion and that education, because people, I have found at least in the time of my ministry as a bishop and even prior to it, that people have maybe an elementary level of education when it comes to their Catholic faith,
mm-hmm.
even though they may believe that they do really understand it. And some of them even do not understand when they are dissenting from Catholic teaching. And there's real confusion because of the relativism and subjectivism of today, that some will say, well, you know, whatever your opinion is okay.
Right.
Or it's impossible to have objective truth.
Right.
Which is a contradiction in itself. And because they are stating a truth automatically by saying that it's impossible.
Exactly.
And so helping people to really understand that and to begin to see the contradictions in their thoughts are important. And also really helping them to come to understand, too, that when the human person is the one who decides what is good and what is evil, many things can be justified by that, and that it is objective truth, it is God, and especially for us as Christians, Jesus Christ, who really determines what is good and what is evil, and then surrendering ourselves to that truth because of our love for the Lord and living within that love and receiving his love. I think that it is, as he states in John's Gospel, that if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Yes.
And so faithfulness to the commandments reflect the depth of our love for God and also our receptivity to the love for God. And that attitude of receptivity is essential. the posture of every disciple, the posture of every Christian, is that Marian receptivity, as Mary received the Word of God and it became flesh within her womb, as she received the message of an angel, so too the more that we receive the Word of God and say yes to that Word and put our faith in that Word, the more will we truly be set free, and the more godlike will we become, and the more virtuous will we become. And plus, will we more fully recognize the inherent dignity of every human being from the moment of conception until natural death.
Exactly.
That we are truly created in the image and likeness of God, and from that moment of conception, that God himself experienced that in Jesus Christ and in the Word made flesh. And so it's really helping people to recapture that sense of the dignity of the human person.
It's so essential in our time. We're really living in a day, as you know, when people's fidelity to the teaching of Christ doesn't only ensure the survival of their spiritual life, it ensures our survival, period, because the result, as you said, of losing sight of that objective truth ends up in massive killing and bloodshed, as we have in the tragedy of abortion.
No, absolutely.
Bishop, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Janet here, in particular, on some of the dimensions of this issue as it pertains to women and post-abortion healing. So, friends, stay with us. We will be right back on Gospel of Life.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
Happy birthday to you.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking today with our associate Janet Marana and with Bishop Samuel Aquila of the Diocese of Fargo, North Dakota. Bishop, it's so good to have you with us on our
Thank
program.
You.
Janet, of course, you head up the Silent No More Awareness Campaign throughout our country, and the women's side of this whole issue and the healing that the Church offers to those who have been involved in abortion is a key part of our message and our ministry.
That's right. And, you know, Bishop, I just want to ask you, how do you assist the clergy in your diocese? Because I know by speaking to the women, one thing they always say is they wish they heard this more, you know, that abortion was wrong. Maybe they wouldn't have gone down that road. And then also, too, there's so many people out there hurting that are afraid to approach the clergy.
Yeah.
They feel this is the unforgivable sin.
Mm-hmm.
What advice could you give, you know, as now ahead of so many other priests in a diocese,
right,
to people who might be listening right now who've experienced abortion?
One of the things that I really try to encourage the priests is to really take the approach of the Good Shepherd, of the compassionate Christ, and particularly when a woman comes to us who is confessing the sin of abortion, that what the woman needs most at that moment is hope, hope for forgiveness, hope for the life of her child, and hope in terms of the forgiveness that only God himself can bestow upon her and that she can receive within her life. And it becomes a matter of really helping the woman to see that not only does she need to receive the forgiveness of God, but she also needs to forgive herself as Christ forgives her. And the only way that true healing will take place is through that forgiveness. And that is true for any kind of a sin or burden that we may carry, or a hurt that we may carry, or a wound that we may carry, and even those that are self-inflicted, that forgiveness is absolutely essential. And so helping a person come to receive that, to recognize that, and to be open to it. With many of the women that I have worked with personally, I have always found that a real moment of healing for them is not only when they recognize that God forgives them and that God will certainly care for their child who they entrust to the Lord, but also that they can forgive themselves for what they have done and see themselves through the eyes of the Father, that there is truly, as Jesus tells us, more rejoicing in heaven over one repentant sinner than the 99 righteous. And one of the grave problems of society today, and certainly with some in the pro-life movement, is the strong condemnation that they will make towards women who have had abortion. Mm-hmm. And all that is creating more violence, and particularly violence towards the woman, that is not going to bring about her healing or her change in heart. All that does is increase the shame, the guilt, the hurt that is there. Within the Diocese of Fargo, we are very blessed to have the St. Jonna Maternity Home, which is a home for women who desire to carry their children to full term and may desire to give the child up for adoption. And it's a home in Warsaw, North Dakota, and it's in a rural area, so it's very private, it's protected, and there's tremendous support. And once again, it was a movement that was started both by a laywoman and a priest and a number of the laity who really desired to establish this home. And then also we're blessed to have the First Choice Clinic within the diocese, which is a primarily Christian-based support for women who really desire to carry their children to full term.
Yes.
And both are tremendous blessings for the diocese. And once again, it's a tremendous witness to life that is offered, and to the healing of the women. And then our pro-life person in the diocese, Rochelle Savageau, she has worked with Project Rachel and some of the other healing groups that are provided for post-abortive women and some who have been fathers, because they too at times struggle with what they have done in the aborting of their children.
Yes. Well, Bishop, our segment has come quickly to an end here today, but I want to thank you for your leadership and all those who work with you there in Fargo, and look forward to a return visit before too long.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful visiting with you.
God bless you, Bishop, and thank you, Janet, also. Okay. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. Stay with us now. You'll learn more ways that you can support our ministry. And then we'll be back with our action segment to give you practical tools and suggestions for how you can continue to build the culture of life. Stay with us.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25 $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the powerful booklet called Pro-Life Answers. This will equip you to answer any argument that abortion supporters throw your way. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD of the Silent No More awareness campaign. You will watch the testimonies of women and men who have lost children to abortion, but who have found healing through the blood of Christ and have proclaimed that healing on the public streets of America. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll include an autographed copy of Father Frank Pavone's book, Ending Abortion, Not Just Fighting It. This book will provide numerous insights into the pro-life cause, such as those you learn on these programs. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
The single most important activity, the one most effective that we have found for people to do to advance the pro-life message, is to help and challenge people to look at what an abortion actually looks like by showing them the pictures of the aborted babies.
That's right. You know, the word abortion has lost all meaning in society, and so that's why we need to show these images. As you always say, Father, America will not reject abortion until America sees abortion. While we can't rely on the media to show the most common surgical procedure in the United States, we can't rely on them to show it on TV, we have to challenge people to look at these images of what an abortion is.
So we're going to ask people to do something very simple. On our website at gospeloflife.com/images, there are galleries of these photos. What we're asking people to do is, by way of their emails, by way of their publications, by way of just speaking to other people one-on-one, challenge people to go to that link and look at those images, especially if it's somebody that says he or she is pro-choice.
Right.
Say, look, take a look at the choice that you're saying you agree with, and then let's come back and talk.
Right. Let's make sure we're talking about the same thing,
right,
or you know what the choice really represents.
Right.
And when they go to that website, I'd first like to encourage them to look at the unborn child. We have beautiful images of that unborn child. See the humanity of that unborn child, and then look to see what abortion does to destroy that child.
Yes.
The contrast is just unforgettable. It'll really make you realize how damaging, how wrong abortion really is.
Well, and for those that are not convinced about how these images do change people's minds, we have a sampling on our website of the numerous testimonies that we've received from email and from letters of people who have, in fact, changed their minds. They have all kinds of emails coming through that say, oh, I was pro-choice until I came across these pictures, and now I'm 100% pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
Or people who say, well, I was always pro-life, but once I saw these pictures, I decided I wasn't doing enough about it, so now I want to get more engaged. It is really, really powerful. Now, young people, especially going into internet discussion rooms, for example, or just sending out to their friends by email, can make this a project. Say, I want to get as many as people as possible to go to this these pictures and look at them.
And it can be very simple. To every email message you send out, why not put that little challenge as a footer?
As a footer,
that's
yes.
There with every message, challenging
yes.
people to go and see the images.
And if you have a website, make a link to those pictures and say, here's a pro-life challenge. Take a look at these pictures and then tell us what you think about abortion.
That's right. Now, in addition to the unborn child images and the same child being aborted, we also have pictures of the actual procedure, both the first and second trimester procedure. And these are pictures that are not done by our organization or some other pro-life organization. These diagrams were done by a medical professional company called
right.
Nucleus Medical Arts.
Yes.
They do the diagrams for textbooks, for surgeons,
right.
for medical schools, for
right.
people who are studying procedures.
And for lawyers in when they have to present in court. About a medical
That's
procedure.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to talk about, abortion, you know, well, I wouldn't want it being in late terms, but I think in the first trimester a woman should have a right to have an abortion. I challenge you to go up there and look at the diagram. See what a first trimester abortion is. See how it tears that child apart and see the invasive procedure that is being performed on that woman, and then see, are you still in favor of that choice?
Because we know that in other movements, when the horror of slavery or child labor or segregation was being exposed, people used the pictures to expose the violence and make the victim visible.
Again, go to gospeloflife.com/images and do it today.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us on this program. And we need your help to support this kind of work. If you like what we're doing and you enjoy these programs, consider sending us a donation to Gospel of Life. We'll appreciate that, and so will the babies whose lives will be saved thanks to your generosity. We're also grateful to our friends at Life Dynamics for making this program possible. We use their studios, and their staff helps us in the production. And we also ask you to be in contact with us. Send us your questions. Tell us what you're doing together, and God bless you.
Not until people saw images of children in coal mines did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life. Because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be president of the United States.
I want to find a cure for cancer.
The choice to have an abortion alters the course of the future. Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
There is a crisis in America. A Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the powerful booklet called Pro-Life Answers. This will equip you to answer any argument that abortion supporters throw your way. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD of the Silent No More awareness campaign. You will watch the testimonies of women and men who have lost children to abortion, but who have found healing through the blood of Christ and have proclaimed that healing on the public streets of America. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll include an autographed copy of Father Frank Pavone's book, Ending Abortion, Not Just Fighting It. This book will provide numerous insights into the pro-life cause, such as those you learn on these programs. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.